Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for us to let y'all know what's going on in and around the Chicagoland area, everywhere. We call it What's Up, What's Up. What's up, Jen BT?
Ooh, there is a lot that went down over the weekend. And I don't know about Aurora's mayor. We had him on the show before. Remember, he got COVID. Uh-huh. Mayor Richard Irving, he announced that Aurora is going to have trick-or-treating this October. Mm-hmm. No one else in the Chicagoland area is talking about trick-or-treating. They want to wait until, the Illinois Department of Public Health says a little more about it. But he says they are going to reimagine trick-or-treating in Aurora.
How so, though?
Yeah,
how are they going to reimagine?
Okay, so they're going to extend trick-or-treating hours from 3 to 7 instead of 4:30 to 7 to allow for social distancing.
Okay.
The mayor said masks and gloves will be required if you're going to hand out candy. And
okay.
He also urges houses to have individual bags of candy instead of a candy bowl.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. And they have a lot of other stuff going on in Aurora, but that's the trick-or-treating part. So I think
he's
really brave to kind of say, hey, this is what we're going to do, because every other suburb, it's like, we're going to wait on, till we get closer to Halloween, because they don't want people to let their guard down.
I think that's a smart move right now, because we all doing it anyway. I mean, you're going to grocery shopping, you're taking your kids into Walmart or wherever you're going shopping at, and with social distancing and wearing masks. So what's wrong with a kid having a mask on, going to ring somebody bell and somebody answering the door with a mask on and giving them individually bagged candy?
Yeah, I'm cool with
that.
Makes
sense.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. And this is what else went down over the weekend. Chicago took the Trump administration to court and won, along with Los Angeles. The National Urban League, other civil rights groups, sued the government over the census deadline, saying the schedule would likely produce inaccurate numbers of hard-to-count communities. So they won, and now the deadline is to the end of October. So people, please make sure you fill out the census. Numbers are low, and Illinois risks losing $195 million per year for each 1% of the population undercounted. So
yeah,
please,
y'all,
fill out your census, please.
Fill out your census.
Yes.
The city needs the money. Fill out the census.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Go to 2020census.gov to do that. And speaking of deadlines that are getting extended, you have until February 1st, 2021 to get your driver's license renewed. So
That's
awesome. So if your driver's license is expired, instead of the November 1st deadline, you now have till February 1st. So that's a good thing because of COVID.
Yeah, look at my joint.
Yeah.
Too.
Hey, look at that. And I thought this was really interesting, too. Twitter asks users if they have read an article before it's retweeted. So it's a new feature. Instead of just getting all trigger happy and sharing an article because of the headline, it's asking you if you have read it before you share it. And 40% more people open the link to the article after seeing that prompt. So I think
that's
what's up, too.
That's good, because old Twitter fingers over there, she will retweet something in a heartbeat.
I think Krista reads her article.
I'm talking about my super producer, Krista.
I know she
damn
does.
Right I am.
And that's what I got.
All right. Thank you, Jen. That's what's going on right now in and around the Chicagoland area. We got Ratchet Alexa coming up. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show on 104.3 Jams.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.